Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host Mike Wobschall at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. This is the last week of the offseason program. Hard to believe, training camp right around the corner. We still have a lot to learn about our team, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Mitch. What player most exceeded your expectations during OTAs? Well, let's highlight a few players for this question, Mitch. Number one, Dalvin Cook. Missed most of his rookie season because of a knee injury, has been rehabbing it ever since. As great as he looked in the first month of his rookie season, he's looking even better right now in the offseason as he continues his rehab, and he even got into some teamwork during OTAs. Can't wait to see his workload increase. I thought tight end David Morgan, number two, he's looked good in OTAs, sort of an all-around tight end who can catch and can also get the dirty work done. The Vikings sneakily have really good depth at the tight end position, and David Morgan is a big reason why. And number three, Terrence Newman. Yes, the ageless wonder, Terrence Newman. He surpasses my expectations every single day because he's out there playing at a high level at an advanced age. Can't say enough good things about T-New. Question number two comes from Victor. Do you believe the Vikings could have two 1,000-yard receivers this coming season? Yeah, Victor, I think the Vikings have a pretty good shot of that. Kirk Cousins had a pair of 1,000-yard receivers one season in Washington when Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson did it in 2016. Adam Thielen had 1,000 last year, and in 2016, both Thielen and Diggs were over 900, but not quite to 1,000. So Kirk Cousins, 4,000 passing yards in three straight seasons. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, 1,000-yard caliber receivers. Yeah, I think we can have two of them in 2018. Question number three comes from Max in Des Moines. Is the 1-2 punch of Cook and Murray going to have the same effect as the attack of Murray and Jet, Jerick McKinnon? Well, I think so, and maybe it'll be better. No knock on Jerick McKinnon, but Dalvin Cook is an ascending player and looked to be a Rookie of the Year candidate before he got hurt. He'll be even better as he comes back in year two. And Latavius Murray has a year under his belt with the Vikings offense, so I think he stands to look even better in 2018 as well. So I love the dynamic duo at running back of Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook. Could be one of the best in the NFL. Question number four comes from Marco in Maple Grove. Do you see Brian O'Neill making any starts this year, and how is he coming along in OTAs? Well, I think it's a little early to speculate on the starting five for the Vikings offensive line, but Brian O'Neill has looked pretty good, really good size, really good athlete, still a developing player, but I think O'Neill could be a contributor as a rookie. Remember though, the competition along the offensive line is thick. The Vikings return five players with at least seven starts from last season, and that includes two of them who started at right tackle, Mike Remmers and Rashad Hill, which is where Brian O'Neill projects to play. So I don't know if he'll be a starter this season, but the future does look bright for Brian O'Neill and that Vikings offensive line. As of this point in time, how do you see Holton Hill's progress and abilities? Well, again, as was the case with Brian O'Neill, a little early to start assessing these players. They haven't even been in pads yet, but Holton Hill is a big physical corner, and he's in a great learning environment with Mike Zimmer, Jerry Gray, George Edwards on the coaching staff, and then veterans like Xavier Rhodes and Terrence Newman to play with. So I think Holton Hill has a lot to learn, and I think he's in a great learning environment, so the future looks bright for him as well. The final question comes from Nate in Mankato. If Zimmer starts using more dime packages this upcoming season, who do you see him using? Well, one thing that Mike Zimmer is, he's a lot of really good things, and one of them is super creative when it comes to scheme and personnel. So Mike Zimmer could use a third safety, which he's done in Cincinnati. He could find a way to use Terrence Newman, Mackenzie Alexander, and Mike Hughes in conjunction with starters on the outside, Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes. The bottom line is the Vikings have really good depth at corner, and they've got two really good starting safeties, including Harrison Smith, who's one of the best in the NFL. So the Vikings have a lot of good personnel in the secondary, a lot of first round picks, and that's going to give a coordinator and a coach like Mike Zimmer and George Edwards a lot of leeway and a lot of options, which is a good thing. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, so make sure you submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, we'll be working on a couple of things, including covering this week's mandatory minicamp, highlights, articles, and interviews on Vikings.com and the Vikings app, so make sure you check that out. And also, we're going to interview every position coach that the Vikings have, and we'll be posting those between the end of minicamp and the beginning of training camp as you get an in-depth look at the Vikings roster from Vikings assistant coaches. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll see you next week.